is more special English to come. First, a science report. Then the American history program, The Making of a Nation. We tell the story of President Theodore Roosevelt and his administration. He became president at the beginning of the 20th century. Remember, internet users can get schedules, scripts of features, and the special English word book at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Bill White with a VOA Special English Science Report. Scientists have long debated what caused many kinds of large animals in North America and Australia to disappear. Two new studies blame ancient humans for the disappearance. They say human hunters on both continents may have killed the animals for food. Science magazine reported the findings. 13,000 years ago, North America was home to many large mammals. They included woolly mammoths, several kinds of horses, camels, and oxen. However, these and many other animals died out soon after. More than 70% of the continent's large mammals were affected. John Allroy of the University of California at Santa Barbara led one of the studies. He developed a computer program to study the effect of human hunters on 41 kinds of large mammals. Mr. Allroy based his study on evidence that humans first arrived in North America about 13,000 years ago. He examined how a group of about 100 humans could grow in number over a period of 1,200 years. Mr. Allroy estimated such things as reproduction rates and the amount of food humans need to survive. He found that it was possible for the small group of humans to expand to about 300,000 members during the period. Mr. Allroy said ancient humans could have killed off many kinds of large animals native to North America. He said the animals that disappeared had low rates of reproduction. This would have prevented them from recovering from the attacks by humans. Science magazine also reported the findings of a study by Australian, French, and American scientists. They studied fossil remains from 28 areas across Australia and Papua New Guinea. The scientists said the fossils show that large animals in the area disappeared about 46,000 years ago. That is a few thousand years after humans arrived. More than 30 years ago, Paul Martin of the University of Arizona described how the disappearance of large animals was linked with human expansion. He says the two studies support his position. Mr. Martin adds that local climate may have influenced the disappearance of some animals. This VOA Special English Science Report was written by George Groh. This is Bill White.